Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yeah, I'll do a quick check on the weather. It's got a frosty feel. What do you think? Is that a good? That's kind of a different kind of description. A couple things I want to start off with, and then we're going to talk to you about a story that will make you feel better about yourself because it tells you how bad people can be. It's like kind of like a negative positive story. We'll get to that in a second. First, I want to bring up one of our sponsors, which is Whitefields Ministry. Whitefields has a very simple philosophy. What they do is they work with people inside a current village, inside a current area, a current place or a field for people to do missions. They work with people who are saved, been identified as saved, and want those same people want to go into a seminary. They want to get into ministry. They want to learn. They want to become a part of the process and then take the gospel to their fellow people in the village and the people around where they live. Whitefields operates under that principle. That a pastor shouldn't really be a stranger. It should be really connected to somebody who knows the language and the culture of the people. So what the ministry does is they fund pastors to go full-time into ministry, even if the ministry, right, is not paying $1 billion, and they don't. Most of these ministries, people will get paid like $450, $500 a month. They take all the monies that come in, they identify them, they help get them educated, they help get them trained, and then they bring them back into the village and let them evangelize the village. And it's awesome that they do that. And so we're asking you to be a part of their ministry. We're asking you to be a part of the mission field through them. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. And we want to advance the gospel wherever we can. So there's a couple ways to touch base. Now, Steve Wheeler's going to be coming in next week. I said it was the 25th. I was correct. It was a really good guess. And we're going to be talking to him directly, so we'll have plenty of time to talk and break it down. You want to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Because one thing Steve does is just really great videos. Great stuff and moving and challenging. You're like, oh, that's great. And that's an excellent way to see what the ministry is about and what they're doing. You can also call them at 760-846-8610. That's 760-846-8610. So we're going to give big props onto that side of things. Okay. The other thing I do want to mention, it was just told by our very own Heather Lloyd, we really want to communicate about experienceisraeltour.com. We really want to communicate with people. This is a great opportunity. This is a big-time opportunity to go on a tour where you get to go. It's not just going to Israel. I'm telling you right now, we're trying to get in touch with Reuven Doran right now. We just sent an email back and forth because he's in Israel and he's between flights and he does a lot of traveling. And we're trying to get him on the show tomorrow. You'll get a chance to hear somebody who knows what Israel is all about. That's the first thing. And then communicates that as through his Christian faith, takes you to different places that you and I have been reading about for years. And the whole process, the trip's October 24th to November 3rd. I want you to go to experienceisraeltour.com. It's $250 to put the deposit down to get the process going. It's an all-inclusive trip. We strongly, strongly encourage you to participate. Pastor Alistair Begg is going to be teaching and coordinating on this trip, as well as me, my wife, and several other people from San Diego, as well as other local hosts. Very cool stuff. ExperienceIsraelTour.com. Check it out. Why don't you participate and come to the Holy Land with us? That'd be fun. What's happening over there? Everything okie dokie there in the old control room at the Get Smart control room?
That would be an affirmative. Everybody's getting smarter in the control room.
Okay.
Meaning me.
Okay. You thought you were getting smarter, and then this story came.
Oh, boy. Brain cells getting ready to be zapped.
Yeah, here you go. Gonna have to take you down a notch. All I gotta do is tell this story. There it is. Wedding ends in brawl after bride marries guest instead of groom. It's like, what? Now, it did not happen in the United States. The fact of the matter is it happened in India. Here's the story. And I just want to make sure you understand what's going on. So I'm going to read a lot of it, but it's a very short read. A bride in India decided to marry a guest on her big day after the groom, get this, had a seizure during the ceremony. The decision sparked a brawl after the husband-to-be regained consciousness and realized his would-be wife was with somebody else. Okay? As the incident unfolded, the bride was apparently very angry that the family was kept in the dark about the future groom's medical condition and announced that she would marry a guest at the wedding instead. The guest, dressed only in jeans and a leather jacket, this is like, what? Was reportedly startled before agreeing to the bride's request, and the ceremony continued. After this all happened, the groom-to-be, or not-to-be, I guess was the real quote there, she tried to plead with his potential bride to change her mind. She refused, and then a fight broke out where, guess what was used as weapons? Plates, dishes, and spoons.
And we're gonna get married, going to the chapel, and we're...
Yeah, I just got to say there's about 1,600 or 1,700 things that are wrong with this story, so I'll just pick off the top. And
I don't know why, but since you've started talking about the story, I have a permanent smile on my face, and I have no idea why.
It's terrible, isn't it? Because it is a definite misfortune. Here's the first and foremost thing. It's terrible that the guy had a seizure. Okay, that's just bad.
That's not good.
There's nothing good in that. It's probably pretty bad that he didn't communicate with the bride that he has seizures. It's probably worse that the bride then responded by saying, I'm going to marry the next person that breathes. It's probably really off kilter that the guy that she picked was dressed in, you got to understand the picture here, jeans and a leather jacket, which means no shirt. It's just like, wow, can she pick him or what? And then... on top of that, the guy who she asked to tell, I guess she told him he was going to marry her. He gets startled. That part I get. But then he agrees to marry her. And then my response to that is that dude deserves to get what he's going to get. He deserves it. He deserves to get it because that's the kind of girl he wants to marry. And you just listen to this and you're thinking, this really happened. And then they couldn't work it out. The marriage really did take place. She did marry this other guy, and they got into a big fight afterwards with plates and spoons. I've never seen too many fights with spoons. I'm just being honest.
Not very lethal, a spoon.
No, but great for soup. Try eating soup with a fork.
I did at the beginning of the show.
Well, I wasn't talking about cup of soup. But anyway, so I just think the story is like, wow. So there's a couple things there. I would think that if you're going to get married, here's some important lessons to learn. Communicate with your future partner your future wife or your future husband. Communicate if you have a major illness that potentially could knock you down and kill you at any moment. You probably want to communicate that. If you're the future wife and you don't have the illness and maybe the other one does, maybe you want to ask. Maybe you want to all get together for some premarital counseling. That might be a smoking idea. And then I'd also be aware that decision-making power, picking a guy who's wearing a leather jacket and jeans only, I'd be super concerned about what their honeymoon was going to be like anyway, because there's just something weird about the whole thing. But it does make you think, yeah, my life ain't that bad. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're looking at a DDD.
And tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
La Costa del Zorro Spa and Salon in Borrego Springs offers 20% off all spa treatments in February. Treat yourself to a spa getaway this month at La Costa del Zorro Resort and Spa. Visit lacostadelzorro.com or call 760-767-0100 for reservations.
Don't let your home painting project turn into this. Use the professionals at Darby Painting, the residential painting specialist with over 40 years experience and an A-plus rating in the BBB. Darby Painting is committed to excellence, quality, and value, which is good for you because then you have more time for good old-fashioned relaxing and less time for getting stressed out. The team of experts at Darby Painting can't wait to show you the quality and value of their work. And they do way more than just painting. They do carpentry, drywall repair, deck restoration, and acoustic removal. Darby Painting is so eager to help you that they're going to give you a written warranty and $100 off your project.
Join thousands of satisfied clients and ditch the stress. Call Darby Painting, 619-250-7488. 619-250-7488. Darby Painting, completely licensed, bonded, and insured. 619-250-7488. License number 949677.
This is Albert Mohler for Townhall.com. Presidents of the United States are usually awful as theologians, and President Obama is no exception. Recently at the National Prayer Breakfast, President Obama asserted that when people do evil in the name of faith, it's because the faith has been perverted or distorted. Any faith can be perverted this way, Mr. Obama said, and no religion is inherently violent. On the contrary, the fact remains that Western civilization, and much of the world beyond, is directly threatened by a militant form of Islam that has the allegiance of millions of Muslims. While the vast majority of Muslims in the world are not fighters in a jihad against the West, and for that we must be thankful, the president's own national security authorities directly disagree with him when he recently said that 99.9% of Muslims do not back Islamic terrorism. President Obama's refusal to acknowledge the worldview of those who declare themselves to be our enemies is neither intellectually honest nor safe. It's a theological disaster, but it's a foreign policy disaster as well. I'm Albert Mohler.
I used to have great credit, but when the economy went south, I lost my job.
Why are you living with bad credit when you can have great credit?
Then we lost our home and one of our cars. The credit cards, I couldn't keep up with the payments, but now things have turned around and I'm back to work. My credit, though, yeah, that's not so pretty.
Did you know that any item on your credit report can be legally and permanently removed? Items like foreclosures, short sales, bankruptcy, even collection accounts and charge-offs can be removed in as little as 90 days. Fortress Credit Pros have helped thousands of people fix their credit and increase their FICO scores up to 150 points in as little as 90 days. Visit badcreditisachoice.com for more information and to order your free credit audit. Or call them at 888-900-3678. That's 888-900-3678. Call 888-900-3678. Change the way you view your credit. Visit badcreditisachoice.com today.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. A couple things I want to mention to people in case they were unaware. Let's see. I'm trying to make sure I got all the dates right. Secret Keeper Girl, that's going to be taking place, the Crazy Hair Tour. Special mother-daughter event for adolescents embraces biblical modesty, vibrant purity, and inner beauty. Going to be happening Sunday, February 22nd at Foothills Christian Church in El Cajon. And then the following Friday, the 27th, at Calvary Chapel Oceanside. Both events start at 6:30. You can go to secretkeepergirl.com. For those that are old like me, I shouldn't say that because this makes Leon maybe seem older than he is. But from Santana to Hosanna, Leon Patillo doing a free concert from 4 to 5:30, and that's taking place Sunday, March 1st, also at La Jolla Presbyterian Church. A lot of music coming out of La Jolla Presbyterian Church. Good stuff. There's a free reception to benefit Urban Life San Diego after the concert, but you got a free concert with Leon Patillo. And for more information, you can get in touch with La Jolla Presbyterian Church, 858-454-0713. Making that pretty simple. Don't forget the Dropbox, the nationwide theatrical event focused on the family, reaching into, I think, about 700 theaters. That's running March 3rd through March 5th. And tomorrow we're going to be giving away a bunch of tickets. So you get a chance to get some tickets to the Dropbox. You can also go to kprz.com to get more information regarding the film and to purchase tickets as well. Okay? Okay. Okay? This is a terrific but short DDD. It's not short in the text. It's short in the explanation. Luke chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judah, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip was tetrarch of the region of Etruria and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene, and in the high priest was Ananias and Caiaphas, and the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. Now, here's what I want to say. You get all that stuff, and here's what you get. And I'll give credit to Steve Scott because he's the one that pointed this out to me many, many moons ago. First and foremost, you had all these people in all these high positions, all these really well, you know, you got the Pontius Pilate, the governor, you got Caesar, you got the tetrarchs, you got all these, you know, governors and mayors and, you know, kind of presidents and you know, all that kind of stuff. But the word of God came to John, who's just a dude out in the wilderness. So the first and foremost thing to say is the word comes to those who are humble. You know, the word of God could have come to any of those people in all those big positions. But if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, it's that the Lord even tells you straight out that he doesn't pick the highest. He doesn't pick the most powerful. He doesn't do that so that no flesh could ever glory in his presence. He used, to think about this, folks, 4 of 12 of his disciples, fishermen, who changed the world, just completely changed the entire world, period. And you know how they changed it? By cutting people's heads off? No. By having a different message, one of eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ. That's how they changed the world, with a message. Now, I know that some people are saying, hey, we could change ISIS because, you know, we can offer them jobs and they can get jobs and they'll all be really happy to have jobs. You know what? They're trying to kind of coordinate their eternity. I don't think they want to be a busboy. I'm just saying. I don't think that's their goal. But okay. I mean, I call me stupid, but I'm one of those people that thinks eternally because I think that's an important element. But the word of God came to the humble, not the people in the fancy pants positions. Fancy pants. I don't know why that just came out. But here was the other thing that I got this morning, and I had not seen this before, so I'm adding a new spin to this that I had not seen that applies to me. And that's this. Where was John when the word came to him? He was in the wilderness. And you know, we all go through these periods, these different phases, these different times. And some of them are drier than others, if you understand what I'm saying. And in those dry times, it can seem like you're in a wilderness. But it was in the wilderness that the word came to John. And one of the notes that I put down is the word comes to us from time to time when we are in the wilderness, when there's nothing else around us, when it all seems like nothing but sand and there's nothing going on, but then and things aren't happening, not active, but there's also quite a few less distractions because all you can do is rely on the Lord. You have nowhere else to go. And then the word comes to you, speaks to you, ministers to you. There's many of you that are waiting to hear something from the Lord. Hey, I got a message for you. You're just going to absolutely hate me for saying this, but I love you anyway in the Lord. Sometimes the Lord has to get you into the wilderness so that you can hear him clearly. And sometimes getting in the wilderness is not fun. I don't know. For me, it's not always fun. You got to go, but, you know, I'm not dancing to go there. But, hey, doing the best we can. The word comes to the humble, but the word also comes to us when we are in the wilderness. So maybe as bad as it seems, it ain't that bad. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, a news story that will make you smile.
Some Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world of the love of Jesus Christ. We also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, AM 1170, The Answer, will keep you informed on anything happening that you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, and AM 1170, The Answer.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our two-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New Venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event, coming to San Diego, March 13th and 14th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. This month, our Delta Boost is on special. In my opinion, this is the most advanced form of vitamin E. It promotes healthy circulation, overall cardiovascular function, and cholesterol already within the normal range. Delta Boost's most active agent is Delta Tocotrienol. Numerous studies have shown many benefits of this rare fraction of vitamin E, including promotion of healthy inflammatory response. I take two capsules every day of this powerhouse. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. Experience nutrition that really works.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I don't know if you guys heard about this or not, but I thought it's definitely worth repeating. This is out of San Diego, so that's always good to know. A new Dr. Seuss book is set to release for this summer. How about that? First original work from Theodore Dr. Seuss, I think it's Geisel? Or is it Geisel? I think it's Geisel. Yeah, first
it's Geisel.
Geisel, okay. In 25 years, made available for pre-ordering by Random House. There's one of three manuscripts that were found in the La Jolla home of the beloved author. This is the, do you want to hear the title of the new book? It's kind of cool. It's called What Pet Should I Get? That's the title.
You got to love the Dr. Seuss series. That's great.
You know, I got to say, this is an excellent time to bring this up. I had something happen to me when I was pastoring.
Uh-huh.
And I take words and put them together and I make words up. You know, I mean, I don't know if you're familiar. We got, you know, an old word for, you know, instead of
sound the flex.
Yeah, it's just like it's just you make stuff up. I don't know what it is. The problem with it. So we had this game that we played as a church, and if your church has ever done this or hasn't done this, this is a blast. But what you do is you write either a person or a book, person, place, or thing, and you put it on a piece of paper, and then you have a piece of tape on it, and you slap it on somebody's back. You don't really slap, you put it on back. And so the person who gets it never gets to know what's on their back. And then you go around and have conversations, and people try to give you different clues very carefully about who the person is upon your back, and then you try and guess it, and so on and so forth. So when I was senior pastor in Flagstaff, Arizona, we had this get-together at our house, and there's probably about 40, 45 people, and we're all going around. And so they put something on my back, and I'm telling you, I asked 100 questions. Could not even come close to getting it right. I'm sitting there thinking, you know, theologian or this or something like this. And it turns out that the name on my back, the name was Dr. Seuss. So apparently they thought that I was, because of the way that I have destroyed language in the general sense of things, they thought that was the best one. And I never would have guessed that in a million years. But I must say, a big, big personal fan of Dr. Seuss as a kid. I mean, you've got, I mean, just to talk about some of the classics, you got Green Eggs and Ham. I don't know how you can't like Green Eggs and Ham. The Cat in the Hat, which was a terrible movie. One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. I think I read that to my children about 1 billion, 2 billion, 1 zillion, 2 zillion times. I've read that so many times. And then also like the How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Just a bunch of those books from Dr. Seuss. Great stuff. I think it's totally cool that they found original manuscripts, and it's really cool. I think when it gets released, if you have grandkids or young children, I'm thinking of our very own Kevin, you got to get the book for the kids, right? Got to get that. I mean, what a great title for a book. I'm already interested in it. What pet should I get? Now, in my case, I know what it would be. See, I can tell you what pet I should get. Everybody kind of knows what pet I should get. You want me to tell you?
What pet would you get?
Oh, pet rock. I need a pet rock. Because outside of a pet rock could be trouble. See, we have the dog, but the wife takes care of the dog. I mean, I only help and then just tell stories about the dog. I'm good for a rock. Not the country. An actual rock from the ground. Okay? That's the best I got, folks. Okay, we're going to exit now and come back in just a little bit because we have a special guest that's going to be joining us. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor, host, home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Chris George, General Manager, Team Kia of El Cajon. Tell us about the Team Kia Vows of Assurance.
So the Vows of Assurance, it's really an effort to communicate to the people that you can't buy the wrong car. You buy something, you really don't like it, we'll exchange it. You can drive as many cars as you want. Just kick tires, open doors, take cars out, go show your wife, go show your husband. Don't show your wife or husband, and they get you in trouble. You know, use this as a resource.
Go to TeamKiaOfElCajon.com today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
Have you dreamed about taking a trip to Israel but thought it might never be possible? KPRZ invites you to experience Israel this fall with Genesis Tours and Pastor Alistair Begg.
I'm Alistair Begg, inviting you on the trip of a lifetime, experiencing the wonder of it all as the pages of the Bible come to life, walking where Jesus walked, experiencing the beauty of Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and a whole lot more.
Enjoy 9 exciting days visiting Jerusalem and Bethlehem, the Sea of Galilee, Mount Carmel, Masada, the southern Judean wilderness, and more. On this all-inclusive tour, you'll stay in first-class accommodations and travel in comfort and safety with passionate and knowledgeable local guides. Walk where Jesus walked and experience the ancient places and customs you've only read about. Experience Israel October 24th through November 3rd with Alistair Begg. For trip details, go to kprz.com, keyword Israel. That's kprz.com, keyword Israel.
I know you may have lost money in the stock market. You may be dissatisfied with what the banks are paying. Your 401k, SEP, IRA has dropped drastically. Or you may say, oh boy, the market's coming back. I'll stay put. Yeah, right. When is the next stock market fall going to happen? I don't want to ever lose 40% again. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Now you don't ever have to go backwards again due to stock market decline. Insurance companies guarantee it. It's called indexed annuities. America's best kept secret. Get this. No fees, no commissions paid out of your funds. Just historically the safest place you can put your money, and you get me, and I'll teach you right over the phone how this works. No pressure, best service you'll ever get. Get off that roller coaster ride. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Remember, you'll never go backwards again due to stock market decline. Now, isn't that where you want to have your money? Call me now at 1-800-553-6247, and God bless you.
Call 800-553-6247. Certain restrictions apply. License number 0578122.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Telling you right now, the very last segment we do, the very last commercial, is the next Peabody Awarded commercial when we all get together here at KPRZ and give away our Peabodys to the best commercials. That's going to be the winner for sure. Just letting you know. By the way, on the phone, we got a couple people on the phone. Let's start with the first one. It's hard to believe sometimes that Robo Producer has two children that are 17 years old.
I know, right?
It's hard to believe. One of them, Kevin, is on the phone with us. Kevin, are you there with us?
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Do you feel more like 17 today, or do you still feel 16?
I still feel 16.
Okay, I just want to check. Happy birthday to you, bud. Congratulations on that. You got some plans going on for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you going to do some exciting things?
Yeah, I'm going to like 4 dinners.
Okay, so that'll be cool. Well, I just want to say happy birthday to you from the show. You know, we think your dad is great, so we're hoping that some of that rubs off on you and you can be great too. How about that?
Like father, like son.
There you go, man.
Nice answer.
Sharp kid right there. Sharp kid.
You need a long nap after all those dinners.
Yeah,
too.
That's a good one. Good. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Okay, that was Kevin. That was fun. It's always good. Also on the phone, so we're not, you know, we have everybody on the phone. We're just going to have people start lining up on the phone, just have them come one after another. In this case, this is a familiar guest with us. Dr. Julie has been with us before, Dr. Julie Hayden, and we're pleased to have her back. Now, if you don't know who she is, Dr. Julie Hayden is the Dean of the Graduate School of Behavioral Sciences at SoCal Seminary, Southern California Seminary. Dr. Julie, you there with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. How are things going for you? How are you doing? How's life?
Good. I'm busy preparing for the family conference. That's all that's on my mind lately.
Okay, so let's talk about the family conference. I want to give you a good chance to talk about it and make sure people know what's going on. You guys are doing a family conference, the family conference, and it's going to be taking place Friday and Saturday. So that's going to be February 20th and 21st, so it's tomorrow and Saturday, at the Foothills Christian Church. Is that correct?
Yep, we'll be there ready for everyone.
Okay, talk to me about the conference. What directions are you guys going in on this conference? What are you looking at?
Well, biggest difference with this family conference is we have over 30 different breakout sessions for families to pick from. So they really highlight exactly what a family might be struggling with. So we've got, dealing with divorce or blended families coming back together, adoptions, pornography addictions, domestic violence, a huge range of topics. And very different topics you might not think of, like finances, how to deal with your finances or parenting struggles. We have a expert coming in, John Roseman, on parenting. So there'd be some topic for every family to either impact their family and help them gain tools, or possibly those around them that they know. Maybe they're gaining tools for other people they care about that are struggling with the topics.
Okay, excellent. Let's talk about how people can access to the conference itself. What's the best way for people either to get more information or just to go register? What's the easiest way for people to register for the conference?
Easiest way is a website, Go Rhombus. That's GORHOMBUS. GoRhombus.com. That'll take you right to the page that has a family conference on it, and they'd be able to click to read more and register. We're asking people to register ahead of time. They can show up without registering ahead of time, but if they can go to GoRhombus.com and register, that will be wonderful.
Okay, spell that out for me again. I want to get that spelled. Yep. I want to write that down. Go Rhombus. How do you spell that?
Sure. G-O, uh-huh. And then Rhombus is R-H O-M-B-U-S.
Okay. B-U-S.
Go Rhombus.
Okay. GoRhombus.com. Okay, a couple things I want to ask you because I think I'm sure you're familiar with, and as the world has been, polluted just a little bit more, the big movie breakout that's really put relationships in a superbly negative light and has done more to undo honoring one another than most movies will ever do, this 50 Shades of whatever, 50 Shades of Grey. Well, is there going to be some addressing? Because to me, this movie coming out from Hollywood is the beginning of a whole new segment that's going to be coming out to people showing a stronger negative, not healthy kind of approach to marriage. Are you guys going to be dealing with any of that process at all as well?
We will. And one of the purposes of the family conference is to present the biblical model of family and the reason why there's such an attack against that and how powerful a strong family can be in strengthening all of society. So that movie coming out, it's the ideas have already been infiltrating, and the family conference will demonstrate how it's not on accident. It's a part of a spiritual war, and that each Christian's family out there, families in general, they're under attack. It's not on accident. It's on purpose, and it will continue. And so this will be about what could you do about it? How can you strengthen your family and fight back to protect it? So some of the topics will specifically look at sexual distortions and difficulties in relationships. And Rhombus in general, that company that's facilitating the conference, will continue to have trainings around the topic coming out of that movie.
You know, what I find amazing is I think people are, I'll say this kindly but carefully, I don't think people are putting together the pieces. When you look at the kind of approach like same-sex marriage, and not only can you not speak against it, but the government's making its own move that if you don't support it, you will be punished, or if you don't celebrate it, you will be punished, which is kind of a unique way to go. They're doing all this distortion work in regards to transgender, all this distortion work in regards to what a healthy home looks like. We've got a mass amount of problems because of broken homes, and the one thing that the government's not even going to come close to is supporting the healthy home in any capacity. I mean, you guys are one of the groups that are like, hey, no, this is the only way we're going to do this is through a healthy home. And we've got our very own government supporting everything but. That has got to be quite the challenge for you.
It's a challenge, but it is truth. And so it does resonate. It's something that will make sense to people when they understand and how we're presented. I think it'll all the pieces can come together. It's not something to be mean or angry. It is something that the biblical model of a family is what God intended for us as humans on earth, and it is what's best. So the fulfillment in life that we're gonna appreciate most is gonna be addressed in that family unit, and it is going to create a strong society. And as our families crumble, our society crumbles, and it makes sense, and it's based on truth from the Word of God. So it's gonna be a fun time. I think the audience will resonate and understand where we're coming from. And I can't impact all of society right away, but if I can use these families to understand what's happening right now, and they fight and they create a strength within their families to have an impact, it will have a ripple effect in our society.
Now, that's an excellent point. Really well put. And I think people are not aware, but there's a lot of people that have gone through life, gone through relationships in a bunch of different areas, and we have failed in many different places. This is not a conference that's going to say, you know, you failed. This is about people understanding that they can find forgiveness, redemption, mm-hmm. restoration, and resurrection. Resurrection power for many elements of life, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that'll be a point we make, you know, because it's difficult when you're hearing about having strong families and you may not right now be happy with where your family is. But that's the whole point. We want to give hope that there are tools, there's practical tools that you can use to put your family back together or for wherever you're at to guard and protect what you do have and to strengthen it. We've all made mistakes. That is what makes us human. So it can't be with judgment, but I want the passion to be there. And some of the people that are presenting in the breakout sessions, they've had their own struggles, and they're able to share how they've come out of it. And that's a human piece that'll bring some clarity that, yep, everyone's made mistakes, but there's hope and help for you now from where you're at going forward.
Now, this is what we're looking for people to do. So there's a couple ways to access. First and foremost, gorhumbus.com, and that's go, as in G-O, and then rhumbus is R-H-O-M-B-U-S. And so it's gorhumbus.com. That's a place where you can register. This is really the corporate sponsor, Southern California Seminary. It's going to be taking place at Foothills Christian Church. It's tomorrow from 6:30 to 9. And my understanding is, I think, is childcare included? Did I get that on Friday night only? It's childcare?
Childcare is on Friday night. We do need them to register ahead of time if they're bringing children, so we know the ages. So that's really important if they want to bring children. We're going to do the best we can with who comes, but if they know they're bringing children, we need them to register ahead of time.
Right. So that's super important if you're sitting there thinking, you know, this sounds like some good material. And I want to cover just a couple of what their breakout rooms are. I mean, I just want to go over the titles with you in just a second, but I also want people to know, so it's Friday, tomorrow 6:30 to 9, and then it's Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you're going to have a lot of different opportunities, different breakout rooms. You got John Roseman, who's one of the leading parenting experts. You have Dr. Julie Hayden, who's an expert herself. So you'll have all these different people giving great information, but nobody, if I want the audience to know, nobody's coming from the place of we know better, we're perfect, we do everything right. In fact, from my point of view, being a pastor in the past, having people work with different families, I like to know that people have been through a little bit of fire so they can help others go through fire. I mean, I think that's more healthy than not. It's certainly more healthy when you're dealing with teaching people about trials. I do want to ask you about one of the breakout rooms, a classic. It says Clean Fighting for Couples.
Yes, that's one of my favorite. Charlie Long is an amazing presenter, and I'm sure he's had some experience fighting as well. It comes from a biblical model, and what's fun is he starts off with the 20 things not to do, and you can't help but recognize how many of those you do in your relationship. So it starts off fun, recognizing how many things you're probably not handling well and fighting, and then gives you, you know, a great way to fight, which is actually important in a relationship. relationship, but to do it in a way where you have better intimacy, greater interest, intimacy by the time you're done fighting.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And then the other one I want to just want to ask you about, I got to be careful how I say it, because this does not involve my wife, but it involves other people in our circle. And that's the breakout is digesting life with difficult people in relationships. And it's just like, I'm thinking, are we expanding that circle beyond the immediate circle? Because then I've got several qualifiers.
Absolutely. So, and that's just something that's a reality, is we have difficult family members. We really do. And it might be for reasons that are out of our control, but how to handle that, how to have love and compassion for them. And, you know, you might be in a divorce situation where you're working with the other person, the ex, and it might be very difficult. And to figure out how to pull it together and manage that relationship well is important for your children. So there's going to be really good tools in that session.
No, that's good material. All right. So again, gorhombus.com. It's go, and then it's rhombus.com. Can they also get there? SoCalSem.edu/family. Is that the other way they can get there?
They can. So if you remember Southern California Seminary and you Google that, or you go SoCalSem.edu, the first page has the family conference on it. So you'll be able to click on it and it'll take you to the Rhombus website.
Great. Excellent job. I really appreciate you coming on and communicating with everybody what's going on. And you're right. This spiritual warfare at this level, one of the biggest warfares there is in all existence, because you eliminate the family, you can eliminate the core society. And then that's going to get 10 times uglier, 10 times faster, isn't it?
Exactly.
All right. Great job, Dr. Julia. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
See you soon. All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're going to discuss what is going to be, you're about to hear, one of the great commercials of all time.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The historic Cosmopolitan Restaurant in Old Town is now serving Sunday brunch, and it's sure to delight the whole family. Enjoy special Mexican and American breakfast and lunch items on their garden terrace. Visit OldTownCosmopolitan.com for details.
My name is David Spoon, and my friends at Genesis Recovery work with our family, friends, and neighbors who find themselves at the brink of life. They help the walking wounded who long for a new start, a new beginning in life.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery is a state-licensed, faith-based treatment center located in the hills of San Diego's East County. Our mission is to save those in bondage to drugs and alcohol. We focus on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health with Jesus Christ as our focal point. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, Genesis Recovery is here to help. You can learn more about us by visiting our website at GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com, or you can call us at 619-797-7319. Please remember us in your prayers, and if it's on your heart to help those without resources, you can make a tax-deductible donation to sponsor a scholarship. Visit our website at GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. At Genesis Recovery San Diego, we foster an environment where Jesus sets the captives free.
The San Diego Master Chorale, known as the Voice of San Diego, is coming to La Jolla Presbyterian Church as part of the 53rd Concert Series season. The 100 Voice Choir frequently performs with the San Diego Symphony, the San Diego Opera, and around the world. Now here's your opportunity to hear them for free in the beautiful and acoustically amazing La Jolla Presbyterian Church Sanctuary. The concert is Sunday, February 22nd at 4 in the afternoon. Master Chorale will be joined by San Diego Treasure, the Houseman Quartet. If you'd like to enjoy an evening of 100 beautiful voices, powerfully and gracefully singing joyous music that will enrich your soul, then be sure to mark your calendar for Sunday, February 22nd. The concert is free admission, there's free parking in the underground garage, and a reception with the performers after the concert. The San Diego Master Chorale free concert, Sunday, February 22nd, La Jolla Presbyterian Church at 4 p.m.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie. Let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn.
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard what we consider to be a la par excellence when it comes to commercials on the radio. That is just classic. You got Jimmy, not Timmy. You got Cassie, not Lassie. You got Uncle Bob is in water. Is in so much water, it's worse than a bad stock that's floating. That is just the best. Excalibur Roofing got that. I think that's now that the origin of that actual commercial came from the origin came from Excalibur Roofing. How about that? They came up with the concept. I have the cell phone message on my phone. And I won't tell you which person, Eric, that came up with the idea, Eric, but he came up with the idea and just said, I got this idea for a commercial, and I thought, we're going to do it. And we did it. And it's classic.
It's very nice. It's very well done.
Very funny. Very, very funny. And you won't hear it like 900 times, but you have to laugh.
774.
Well, that might be, because I'm going to play it a lot for a little while. And then at some point, Heather's going to come in and say, that's enough of that. But not until then.
Until then, the client gets their way. And it's just classic. So it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you can think of that commercial. Not think roofs.
Got it. Okay.
DiMaggio.
Yeah. The dog barking. What is it? What is it? What is it, Cassie?
So I think we've actually heard about it more than we've actually heard it.
I know. Well, no, there's no question about that. And but you're going to hear it again. It's just, you know, hey, legend is legend. You can't change that. I'm not going to get deep into history unless you know that today is Chocolate Mint Day. That's good, right?
I mean, it's always Cameron loves chocolate mints, by the way.
He does? Yeah. Well, there you go. That's what it is. And then the only other thing you need to know, 1968 on this day, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood aired for the
first time.
Won't you be my neighbor? Okay, let's have our Facebook post music because we have a pretty good Facebook post today. Let's go. I'm telling you, every time I hear that, I feel like I'm getting smarter.
Don't get smart with me.
Okay, all right. Today's Facebook post. I woke up this morning. Now, when I do the Facebook post, I'll typically do a scripture and then write something with it. And today was a little, wasn't really different. It was just, I was thinking about what the wife and I went through yesterday and thinking about just some of the different things that I've gone through. I think I've gone through a few more trials since, I don't know, December or so. So December, January, February, in the last 3 months, I've been going through a few more trials than I not normally go through. I just feel like they're, you know, picking up in their weight. Might be just like me, picking up in my weight. All happening. So this passage came to mind, 2 Corinthians 4:17. 2 Corinthians 4:17 says this, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So there's a couple things that you process when you think about this. In the writing of Scripture, and as the Holy Spirit's communicating to us using the Apostle Paul, in this case, using the verbal plenary process of communication, he calls our troubles light and momentary, which means that they're not as heavy as you think, and they're definitely not long as you think. Because you got to remember, God is an eternal being and making us, putting on mortality into immortality. So you're going to find out that these are momentary. But they're achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. The trial is teaching us to be more like Jesus in multiple ways. And in that capacity, there's going to be a glory that we get to through these processes that the Lord's using to discipline and teach us. And it's going to be that the eternal glory that we get from this whole process is far greater. Can't even be put on the scale the same way, because in one hand you'll receive eternal glory and blessing for going through it, and then these other ones are 80, you know, 70, 80, 90, and most of our trials aren't that long. They're, you know, usually like 2 months, month and a half. I'm just saying, most trials that we go through. So here was the big note. I wrote a note. Here was the big note. Ready? It's three words. Here's what's all you got to write. Ready? It's worth it. Because that's the only question you have to answer. Is it worth it? And the answer is yes, it is worth it. So if you're wondering, is it worth it? The answer is yes. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, taking a 22-hour break. And then more insanity with Spinanity. Tati tomorrow.